Monsignor Rogers, my dear brother priests and deacons, sisters and brothers in Christ. Well, first of all, Merry Christmas to those of you who are just getting up today and are celebrating Christmas for the first time. I'd like to begin with some reflections on the Christmas liturgies of the Church, which help to explain the scripture readings today. The most important liturgical feast of the year is Easter, not Christmas. I think many of us don't understand that because Christmas is such a warm and extraordinary celebration for us. But the second most important in the Church's liturgical calendar is the Christmas Day. But it began last night with the Vigil Mass for Christmas Eve. There are four distinct liturgies celebrated on Christmas Day. The first one, which is the Vigil Mass, is a Mass where the readings or more or less about the history of Jesus prior to his birth, his family ancestry back into the history of the Jewish people. The second Mass was at midnight last night, and it is a proclamation of the birth of Jesus and the announcement to the shepherds that God has come among us and we should rejoice. Then there's a Mass at dawn in the morning, which was celebrated here, I think, at 8 o'clock this morning, which is a continuation of that gospel of St. Luke. And then finally today at noon, we celebrate what is called the Mass of Christmas Day. And there's a presumption on the part of the Church that you and I have been to all four of the liturgies. Is there anybody here who's been at all four of them? There's somebody back there who has raised his hand. Well, congratulations. You did better than I did. I've only been at two. But the reason I say that is sometimes people are disappointed when they come to this Mass because they're expecting to hear a gospel proclaimed about the birth of Jesus. And the purpose of today's three readings is not so much to proclaim those historical facts and that moment, but to help us to understand what those experiences mean. In other words, today's scripture readings are a theological reflection on the meaning of Christmas. The first reading is from the Old Testament, which is so often the case. During the Advent and Christmas seasons. And it's from the book of the prophet Isaiah. And to understand this reading, we have to understand more or less the culture and history of the Jews. You and I are used to immediate communication. If something happens in Rome on Christmas morning, when I get up, I can go to my computer and read what happened in Rome at midnight Mass and at the morning Masses in Rome. We have Twitters and we have tweets. We have all kinds of ways of knowing almost immediately what happened. But in ancient times, they didn't have telephones, let alone computers. And the way they would get good news or bad news was by people running with messages, especially in times of war. The runner was very, very important to pass on what had happened in the battle. And that's the context of today's first reading, which begins by saying, "How beautiful upon the mountain are the feet of him who brings glad tidings, announcing peace, bearing good news, announcing salvation, and saying to Zion, God is your king." Those feet are the feet of the runners who bring the good news about success in battle. That's what this reading is about. Today we celebrate Christmas, and it was a preoccupation of so many people in the Christmas story to tell the good news. You know, the angels appeared to the shepherds. When the shepherds experienced Mary and Joseph and the child in the stable, they ran to share that good news with their fellow shepherds and with others. There's something about Christmas which is about joy and sharing good news. So when we greet one another, Merry Christmas, that's what we're doing. We're not just saying hello in a Christmas spirit. We're saying, be happy because our Savior has been born. The world has been changed. This moment in history has forever altered the course of human history. And that's what we celebrate on Christmas Day. So are you celebrating that? I want you, don't raise your hands, but what are you celebrating today? the birth of Jesus or just a family get-together or a cultural experience. Many people like to go to Mass on Christmas Day that aren't Catholics. Last night at midnight, I met a Muslim who says he goes to Mass, every midnight Mass he can, no matter where he is, because he finds it extraordinarily helpful for his personal spiritual light, even though he's not a believing Christian. I also met a Jewish man last night who tells me he comes to this cathedral every year for midnight Mass. Now, I'm sure there's some of us in the congregation this morning who are not Christians. Certainly, there are many people who aren't Catholics, and we want to welcome you. But we also want to share with you the good news that we believe, those of us who are believing Christians, believe that the history of the world was changed through the birth of Jesus Christ because of who he is and what his birth means. Which takes us to today's second reading, which is a passage from one of the New Testament writings, the letter to the Hebrews. Listen to the first words of this reading again. Brothers and sisters, in times past, God spoke in partial and various ways to our ancestors through the prophets. In these last days, you know, in the New Testament, when they refer to the last days, we're talking about the Christian period of history, God has spoken to us through the Son, whom he made heir of all things, and through whom he created the universe. Now, this is a clear expression of the faith of the church that we celebrate today. Now, we believe that Jesus is the second person of the Holy Trinity, who in time became man in the womb of the Virgin Mary in order to bring us salvation and to reveal to us what God is like. In other words, we believe that we can look on the face of Jesus and see the face of God. That's why the writer of the letter to the Hebrews said that in times past, God spoke to us. And there's great confidence that God speaks to us in the beauty of the world around us, which points to the glory of God and the reality of a creator. We believe that God has spoken to us in various world religions, which are human beings seeking to find God and God responding. We believe that in a unique way, God has spoken to us in the history of the Jewish people, which is the Old Testament. But we believe that God has revealed himself most fully to us in the birth of his Son, Jesus, who is a reflection of the glory of God the Father. And that's what we're celebrating today, that God loves you and God loves me so much, that God is so much fascinated with you as an individual and even with me, that it wasn't enough for God to love us from a distance, but God wanted to love us up close and intimately by not only becoming one of us, but being with us. You know, the word Emmanuel, which we use in the Christmas season, means with us is God. And that's an extraordinary thing, that God would want to be with us, because we're pretty messed up much of the time. But despite all that, he loves us and has called us into being and wants to share with us his life and his love. And that's what we celebrate on Christmas Day. Which brings us to today's last reading, the Gospel reading, which is a passage at the beginning of the Gospel of St. John. It's a very complicated reading. I could spend a long time talking about the various parts of it, but I'd like to go to the heart of the matter for today's celebration. This is what St. John says about Jesus. And the Word, you know, the Word is the second person of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Son is referred to as the Word. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. We use the word incarnation to describe what happened that first Christmas. There are Latin words that means in the flesh. You know, God became one of us. The Word was made flesh and dwells among us, and in him we see the glory of God the Father. Today, after my homily, we will together recite the Creed, which is the public profession of faith of Christians. And in the course of professing that creed, we will use these words from St. John's Gospel. We will say, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And on Christmas Day, we have the custom, when those words are read, to genuflect. You know what the word genuflect means? It's a Latin word. It means you bend your knee. And so I'll be doing that here at the chair. And for those of you who are believing Christians, I would invite you to do the same, because what we're doing is making an act of faith, a profession of faith, in the central mystery of what it means to be a Christian, our belief that God has truly become man, has taken on our human flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. And he has, the translation here says he dwells among us. The more accurate translation would be to say he pitched his tent among us. You know, someone pitches his tent when he is hiking, and we are hiking through life, we're walking through life, and we believe that Jesus has pitched his tent with us at the various stages of our life and continues to pick up the tent, move along with us as we move on in the history of our lives. So God is one of us, and he's with us. He's with your families. He's with you in the difficulties of your lives, whether it's, you know, job situations difficult, marriage situations difficult, worrying about your kids, worrying about having enough money to support your family. God is with us in all of that and has become one of us to show us his love. So, Merry Christmas, huh? There's a reason for us to be merry and to rejoice because of these wonderful things. I'd like to close with a reflection that was given in this Advent Christmas season by Pope Francis. This is what he said. The Lord does not love us with words. He comes closeness, and gives us his love with tenderness. Closeness and tenderness. The Lord loves us in these two ways. He draws near and gives us his love, even in the smallest things, with tenderness. Let him draw close to us and feel him close to us, letting ourselves be loved by him. Now, God has loved us, according to Pope Francis, not in words, but in deeds. And that's really important, that if we say we love God, we show that in deeds as well as in words. And that's why it's a tradition at the Christmas time for us to give gifts. Those are deeds that express what we say with our words. We should give gifts not only to our family members and our friends, the people we want to impress. We should also give those deeds of love to God, because our giving of gifts is simply an imitation of God, who gives us the greatest gifts in life. Our lives, our families, our talents, our skills, everything else that we have comes from God. May we imitate the love of God in our dealing with others, and may we profoundly come to know and love the Lord, who desires to know and love us. Merry Christmas to you all.